Blog Talk Radio.
Great is your mercy toward me. Your loving kindness toward me. Your tender mercy I see. Day after day. Forever faithful toward me. And you're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.
Day after day, he's born. That just makes me fall in love with my Jesus every single day. Amen. Because, you know, when you wake up in the morning, that grace is renewed. That mercy is renewed. Every day you have another opportunity to get things right. Every day you have another opportunity to get things in order. Every day you wake up, you have a new opportunity to celebrate the goodness of my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Sunday, June 7th. I am your host, sanctified and set apart with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair and Fuse Memorial Facebook. I'm sorry, Facebook. Amen. Worship service. Amen. God is good. Amen. We are live. Amen. Things like that happen, but God is so good. Welcome to our worship service. Amen. And I am so grateful to be here, and I know that you are as well. Amen. Well, we're not going to hold up. Amen. We're going to get things started. Amen. Brother Tony, will you please bless us with an opening song, sir?
Good morning to everyone. God bless you on this beautiful Sunday morning. I am weak, and I need thy strength and power to help me over my weakness. Let me through the darkness, thy face to see. Oh, lead me, oh Lord. Lead me. Help me tread in the path of righteousness be my age when Satan and sin oppress. I am putting all my trust in thee, oh, lead me, oh, Lord, lead me.
Brother Tony, you done lit a fire, Doc. I need to hear that chorus just one more time, amen.
Amen.
I need to hear that just whoa, one more time, sir.
Leave me. Come on and guide me.
Yes.
Along the way. For if you leave me, I cannot stray, yeah. Oh, Lord, let me walk, oh, yeah. Lord, let me walk, yeah. Lord, let me walk each day. Lead me, oh Lord, lead me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Tony. Thank you. Thank you for your ministry, and thank you for revealing unto me. Amen. You just don't know. Amen. Amen. We should now have an affirmation of faith followed by a prayer.
Amen, amen, amen. Lead me and guide me along the way. And how I know that song was ordained for a time such as this is because I'm looking at a program for the affirmation of faith, the old program, and it has that same song on there. So to God be the glory for everything that he has done. Amen. Our affirmation of faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered unto Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. And on the third day, he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. And from thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning. It's prayer time, saints. Good morning. We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed us yet. Good morning, Lord. Thank you for your grace and mercy that woke us up this morning, allowing us to see a brand new day. Kind and merciful, Father, bless us this Communion Sunday. Please shower us with your abundant blessings and favor. We thank you and praise you in advance for your precious blood covering over us and our loved ones. Dear Lord, as we come before you to seek your presence, for we are empty without you. So here and now, we ask you to fill us up, pour your spirit into us, and open up our hearts and souls to your tender healing and loving mercy. Pour out your spirit, O Lord. Free us, cleanse us, restore us, and make us new again. Let your grace work in us to build our strength and to give us clarity. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. And let your word go forth this morning. Touch our pastor this morning and remove self and let your spirit flow free in him so that it would spill over on us and touch us in a mighty way. That if someone feels lost and can't find their way, they may cry out, "What must I do to be saved?" Bless this service this morning and everyone under the sound of my voice. Be filled in spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and prayer and worship. Bless this radio station who has provided us the ability to bring forth this worship service. But thank you, most kind and heavenly Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins and shed his blood for us. We bless the sick and the shut-in, the homeless. Lord, bless us all today. Bless this world, Lord, for such a turmoil. We know that you are in control, God, and we know you have us in your hand. We want to give you all the honor and all the glory to you, Father God, and thank you, Holy Spirit, for showering down this morning on us. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, sweet Spirit, in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Let the church say
yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes. 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 Amen. We should now have our scripture. Amen. Followed by our announcements.
Amen. God bless you. The scripture is from the book of Job, Chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, one who feared God and turned away from evil. There were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters. He possessed 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 female donkeys, and very many servants. So that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. His sons used to go and hold a feast in the house of each one on his day. And they would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And when the days of the feast had run their course, Job would sit and to consecrate them. And he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus Job did continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came along. The Lord said to Satan, "From where have you come?" Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth and walking up and down on it." And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? And there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil." I have read Job chapter 1, verses 1 and 8. Be blessed. That is what we want.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for the scripture. Just a few announcements as we continue to go through our period of stay at home. We know that certain things are beginning to open up, amen, around our city and our state, amen. But please still be advised that though this we are opening back up, that this virus has not left us yet, amen. So please be careful. Just because things are opening up does not mean that you can walk around without your mask on. Please have your mask on. Please continue to sanitize and wash your hands thoroughly. Amen. Please continue to keep your social distancing. Be aware of what's around you and who is around you. Amen. We still have to be safe. Amen. Until this virus is eradicated, amen, we still have to be safe. Amen. So let us just keep that in mind. Amen. For all members of Fuse Memorial, we will be having a brief meeting tomorrow on our conference call line at 7 p.m. I did send out a message to everybody. For all officers, if you cannot attend, you need to contact me and let me know. If you cannot attend, please have one of your board members to be present so that they can take notes for you, so that you will be you will have all knowledge of what's going on with our church. Amen. Also today at 2:10 p.m., the Detroit districts will be celebrating their annual Stewardess Day. Amen. The conference call number is 605-313-5086. The access code is 360987#. Again, the conference call number is 605-313-5086. The access code is 360987#. Amen. Please join our Detroit District Stewardess, amen, I know this will be a fantastic worship experience, amen, as they always deliver, amen. And so I'm grateful. I'm looking forward to it, amen, and may they be blessed as well. With that being said, I pray that God is opening up doors for you, amen, not just the physical doors, but the spiritual doors, amen. It is okay to stand out on your porch and take a breath of fresh air, amen. Just be careful and be mindful. Amen. With that being said, it's a wonderful day in the Lord. It's a wonderful day to be alive. It's a wonderful day to celebrate the goodness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. And if you know him like I know him, amen, then you know that it is a blessing to be in the house just one more time. Amen. So with that being said, that's all of my announcements for today. Let us continue to pray for one another, continue to pray for all the state, local, city officials, amen. And let just continue to pray for yourself, amen. When you pray for everybody else, remember to pray for yourself as well. Amen. I give shout out to all the members of Fuse that are listening. God bless you. You know I love you. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Exhorta McKinney, you have the floor.
Good morning. Just had to pray for Tort. Last Sunday I was in the hospital. Today I'm good. Amen. I'm out and I'm made the same. God is so good. I just want to say thank you, Lord. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, 'cause you cared for me in such a special way. That's why I'll praise you, I'll lift you up, and I'll magnify your name. Hey. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, 'cause you cared for me, yes, you did, in such a special way. That's why I'll praise you, I'll lift you up, and I'll magnify your name. Hey. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belong to you. Pay the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I'll praise you, I'll lift you up, and I'll magnify your name. That's why my heart filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belong to you. You paid the price for me way, way back on Calvary. That's why I'll praise you, I'm gonna lift you up, and I'll magnify your name. Hey. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. 'Cause you care for me in such a special way. That's why I'll praise you. I'll lift you up, and I'll magnify your name. Hey, why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you, and I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture will come out of Job, the book of Job, chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Also his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household. And his sons would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. So it was, when the days of feasting had run their course, that Job would send and sanctify them. And he would rise up early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, 'It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.' Thus Job did regularly. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and the accuser, Satan, also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, 'From where do you come?' Satan answered the Lord and said, 'From going to and fro on the earth, from walking back and forth on it, looking to who I can destroy.' Then the Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil.'" May God continue to bless the reading of his most holy word. For a subject today, have you considered my people? Admittedly so, I had a whole nother sermon prepared for this day. But last night I was talking to a young minister who is the future of this Christian ministry. And as I was conversing with him, the Lord activated my prophetical gift and showed me that it was something else that he needed to get out. And thus, as I was speaking to this young minister, the Lord spoke to me then and said, "I need you to write something else." Thus, this message here is what God really wanted you to hear. And it's times like this that you have to be, even up to the point of preaching, you have to always listen. Because God is always speaking. But this message goes like this. Have you considered my servant Job? These words have echoed in the ears of black men and women throughout history and throughout the history of these United States. God always has a way of throwing a wrench in an already functioning machine. I love it because when he does that, he has something fresh and new for you. This book of Job is one of those reads that elevates one's mind and to understand that trouble don't last always. It also teaches the reader that there are times that the issues of life can make one or break one. Job, a a righteous man before God, was blessed all of his days. He lived a blameless life before God and had family. He had cattle. He openly served God before the people. In contemporary language, Job was the goat. He was the greatest of all time, the greatest even among all of the heavenly host. Job was favored and held in high esteem according to God's standards. And on one day, as Job was going through his regularly custom sacrifice and burnt offerings unto God and creating a sweet smelling aroma to the nostrils of God, God decided to call all of the Godhead together, and Satan crept on in there and tried to make his presence known and said, "I am here." But God asked him, "Where are you coming from? Why are you here? I didn't call you, so what is it that you want to be? Why do you want to be in the company of us?" Satan said exactly what he always said: "I'm looking for somebody who I can destroy. I'm looking for somebody that I can devour, somebody that I can cause to denounce you. But all I got to do is twist them just a little bit." But God replied, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Through this unforeseen bet between God and Lucifer, one man's life hung in the balance. You see, Lucifer took it all. He took his wealth. He killed his children. He took his livelihood, his jewels, his happiness, his joy, his peace, every disease, famine, and a living death. He did all that he wanted to do to his body, but he could not take his life. We see that in this modern day era, that the lives of young black men and black women are being taken at a higher rate than one dies from natural causes. I have said it from the beginning, and I'll say it until I die, that this is a spiritual battle, and we must prepare ourselves for it, because the adversary is looking to see who he can devour. But, you see, the enemy is not looking for just one person. He now wants to destroy a whole race. We wonder, why us? But why not you? God wanted me to remind you that every time a black male, every time a black female is hurt or killed beforehand, he looks at Lucifer in the eyes and he says, "Have you considered my people?" When you look back over the years, the lynchings, the stink of the whip, the sold into slavery by our own people, the harsh conditions, the inhumane conditions, the lives that were taken, the blood that was shed, all of this was done before we even touched American soil. But once we got here, things got even worse. But God is still saying to the enemy, "Have you considered my people? Believe me, my black man. Believe me, my black woman. You are somebody. You may not know it, but God loves you. You are favored. You are held in high esteem among the heavenly hosts." And because God knew that the enemy would pervert the deal that was set, because the enemy wanted that righteous anger to flow through us, he used his tools of destruction to kill us. But listen, God knew that he would pervert the deal. So God reversed the deal. And just how he was there with Job, he sent his only begotten son to be with the whole race. Galatians 2:20, "Blessed men," stated that, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but the Christ that lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." But if you don't believe me, read the book for yourselves. The book, good book, says that Jesus came to save the people from their sins. Jesus came into the flesh to set that which was crooked straight. And John 10:10, Jesus declared that the thief cometh
but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I am come that I may give life and that they may have life more abundantly. It may seem like we are on the losing end. It may appear that the enemy will win, but I urge you to plead the blood of Jesus. It purifies, it saturates, it cleans. It calms even all savage beasts, and of all, it is free unto you, and it is free unto me. God cannot leave us without an anchor, and it's time that we put on the life preserver and swing and swim against the currents of life. Evil cannot last forever, but I'm here to let you know right now, though we may face some evil in our lives, though we may face some obstacles in our path, and though sometimes it may seem unfair, my God is with us, and God will see us through. And even though Satan tries to take our lives, Jesus will be there to comfort us when these old eyes close. I know that somebody is hearing what I'm saying today, that at the end of it all, we still have life. I don't care about who's around us. I don't care what they say about us. My Jesus. You see, have you considered my people? That's saying that my people are strong. If we can go into a little bit of science here, the black race can create all other races, but no race can create the black race. Through prophetical insight, I'm learning more and more about the rich heritage that God put in place for his people. When you think about why we deal with the things that we deal with, it's just like Job. It's just like Job, because if we are God's chosen people to run the race of faith, then I'm here to let you know that we're going to deal with some stuff. We're going to go through some stuff. It's not going to always be how we want it to be, but at the end of the day, I thank God because he will see us through. We were bound in chains, but yet now we are free. Our ancestors were beaten, but now they got to count us among the brethren. I'm here to let you know right now that at the end of the day, my Jesus reigns. And to be a part of his army is the greatest thing ever. Somebody here, you need to know that you're going through it. You've seen your child or your young man or your young daughter go through it. Or perhaps you may not have seen something, none of your family go through it, but you know that somebody's child is going through it. We lost young men to violence. Young women to violence. But God is saying, I'm not done with you yet. I'm going to see you through this. At the end, I'm going to fix it. But I urge you not to fall into the trap that the enemy has set up for you. There are some that will tell you, you need to get angry and you need to hate. I'm here to let you know that if you get like that, you will find yourself knee deep in the pit of hell. They say the time for talking is over. I agree. It's time for some action. Let's try love. Love is an action word. You got to do some loving, not hate. Love. I can tell you that if Jesus was here right now, he would tell his chosen people to love. But you are not a doormat. But you are to love. Have you considered my people? This is what happens when you find yourself in the household of faith. You will know without shadow of a doubt that you are a part of the Almighty. We're going through it, y'all.
we're going through it. But praise be to God that he will see us through it. May God bless you. May God keep you. I love you. I love you all. I love you with the love of my Jesus. I accept the thief. I accept the murderer, the whoremonger, the racist, the liar, the fornicator, the manipulator. I accept you. Turn from your wicked ways. Stop killing my people. And allow love to reign in your heart. Jesus said, loose them and let them go. We have been set free by the blood of Jesus. Walk in it. But God is still saying, have you considered my people? Job knew it. He saved Job. He returned Job everything that Job has lost. Well, the blood of Jesus does the same thing for us. It returns to us everything that had been lost. It renews you, revitalizes you, and it sets you on the right path. Praise be to God for being his chosen people. Amen. Amen and amen. As we open up the door of the church, is there somebody here and you have found yourself outside when God is calling you inside? I offer you an opportunity now to get your life in order. If you found yourself angry and filling your heart with hatred off of what has transpired to some of those around us, some of our brothers and our sisters, I offer you an opportunity to cleanse your heart. Yes, there is righteous anger, but don't allow it to turn to vicious hate. I offer you an opportunity and rededicating your life. And if that's you, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you will come into my heart. Lord, I believe that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again for me. Now be the Lord of my life. Help me, Father God, to see your path. Help me, Father God, to see and understand your will. I love you, and I thank you. Be the Lord of my life. I accept you as my Lord, my Savior, my Redeemer. My Jesus is my all in all. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer and you sincerely meant it within your heart, that means if your heart was speaking to Jesus, that means that right now as you speak, as you stand, as you listen, salvation now belongs to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. It's a new day for you. Find a Bible-based church and become a great member. Support the church with your time, with your tithes, and with your efforts, and see what God will do in your life. May God bless you. May God keep you. Amen. As we prepare for our communion ritual, amen, the prayer of humble access, we do not presume to come to this
thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercy. We are not worthy so much as to gather crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same, Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful souls and bodies may be made clean by his death and washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy did give us thy only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made that by his oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospels commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of that his most precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father. We must humbly beseech thee, and grant that we receiving these, thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may we be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. Who in the same night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remissions of sins. Do this as oft as you shall drink it, in remembrance of me. Amen. Let us repeat the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The bread, it represents the body that was broken for you. You may take it, and you may eat it. The wine, it represents the blood that was shed for you. You may take it, and you may drink it, throwing it within your hearts. As you stand, my brothers and my sisters, never forget to take God with you wherever you go. And always remember to tell this dying world about a living Savior. Amen. 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 Let us now have our doxology. Minister Lisa Green. Followed by our benediction by Reverend Patricia Johnson. Minister Lisa. Amen. Minister Tremaine, will you please lead us in our benediction?
Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise the heavenly
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, thank you. You have been listening to this worship experience. Amen. I pray that there was something that was said today touched you and opened up your hearts. Amen. And again, as always, I always like to give shout out where shout out is due. Amen. On behalf of the Fuse Memorial CME Church, Brother Hakim, we thank you yet again, just one more Sunday, Doc, for standing in and making all things possible for us. We, as a church, pray for you, pray for your success. We pray that God will continue to bless this network and take us together higher and higher than we've ever seen before. God bless you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. Back to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Amen. On behalf of the great Reverend Patricia Johnson, on behalf of Minister Rosalind Thomas, on behalf of Minister Tremaine Townsend, Minister Lisa Green, Minister Kyle Garrett, Exhorter McKinney, Annette McKinney, amen, Exhorter, Brother Tony Spencer, amen. I am Pastor D. Townsend. You have been listening to the Jubilee Affair. Good afternoon. Have a blessed day. God bless you, and I love you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all.
Bye.
Great is your mercy toward me, your loving kindness toward me, your tender mercy I see day after day. For providing for me, great is your mercy towards me, great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.